Whether to allow Americans to buy cheaper drugs from Canada or other countries continues to be a hot political issue in Washington, too. Yesterday, Acting FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford told the Associated Press that terrorists might try to use illegal imported drugs as a way to attack Americans. On the campaign trail this week, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has been talking about loosening restrictions on drug imports. And Congress could take up the issue when it returns from its summer break next month. NPR's Julie Rovner is here with us to take a look at the politics of drug prices. Julie, let's start with the FDA. Is this the first time officials have suggested that terrorists might use imported prescription drugs as a weapon?
Actually, it isn't. The FDA has said all along that they have several problems with opening the closed U.S. regulatory system to drugs from other countries. One of them is the possibility of outdated drugs, drugs that are simply no good anymore. One is a possibility of counterfeit drugs that don't do anything, but also the possibility of counterfeit drugs that are downright dangerous. And that's, I think, what Dr. Crawford was talking about here. It should be pointed out, however, that when he said this yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security almost immediately put out a statement that said there is no imminent threat. There's nothing in this sort of current chatter that shows that there's any current threat to the drug supply or to the food supply.
So to what degree is this all about politics?
Well, the Democrats say that this is about politics, that the administration is playing the scare senior card, as Senator Kerry talks about, perhaps allowing imports of drugs. And there was a poll earlier this week that showed that the public still strongly supports imports of drugs. But I think what Dr. Crawford was talking about yesterday goes to the deeper concerns that FDA has about opening the borders to drugs from other countries. They simply can't certify that those drugs are safe. For instance, last week, the Customs Department in Miami seized a shipment of drugs that was from a Canadian website, yet those drugs had come through the Bahamas, and they were from a variety of other countries, including France, Switzerland, New Zealand. So they were in all likelihood safe, but they certainly weren't the Canadian drugs that I think people who ordered them thought they were.
So if these websites are not just problematic, but actually illegal, why isn't the FDA stopping them?
This is where the politics really comes in. Every state and city that's doing this, and there's about a half a dozen, has received a multi-page single-space letter from the FDA explaining in great detail why it's dangerous and why it's illegal. And at the end of each one of these letters, basically the FDA, rather than saying we're going to shut you down, we're going to take you to court, basically says, we really think you should reconsider this, and we stand ready to work with you to help people get cheaper drugs. And I think what's really going on here is that the administration doesn't want to be in the position of stepping into a very popular and very politically heated issue and basically depriving grandma of her cheap heart drugs from Canada. So they're in basically a politically impossible situation. And I think the administration is trying to hedge its bets, depending on how the election goes, whether or not it may want to kind of pull back a little bit on its opposition to legislation that's pending in Congress right now that would make this legal.
Well, please reconsider. That certainly is not the most muscular language that they could use. What's going on with those bills?
The House passed a bill that would allow reimportation or importation from Canada and several other countries, developed nations, last summer, in the summer of 2003, and that's actually technically still pending. The Senate has two competing bills. One of them is much like the House bill. It's a bipartisan bill. There is also another bill, a little bit more restrictive bill, that could come up, and it's, I wouldn't say supported by Senator Frist, but certainly Majority Leader Frist has indicated that he probably prefers that. At this point, neither of those bills has come up, and we will see if Congress wants to take it up. I think it depends on how the election is going and whether the Republicans actually think they might need to do this to take on the drug price issue, and whether Democrats might prefer not to do it to have it as an election issue.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner.